This is HDN.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock as the day begins.
It's the Halifax Daily News for Wednesday, August the 27th.
And it turns out we're right some smart. SMRT.
Why? What did we do?
National Geographic mm-hmm. has named Halifax as one of the 50 smartest cities in the world. And the reason they cite
is the Halifax Daily News podcast originating from Beaver Bank, Nova Scotia.
No, not quite.
No.
They cite the library as the reason why.
The old one or the new one?
Brand spanking new $57.6 million central library. They say it will act as a hub to 14 branches. Say it's an investment in words and indoorsy charms in a town with a famously outdoorsy look. National Geographic.
I don't trust anybody that uses indoorsy and outdoorsy in their reviews of anything. Are you sure this isn't National Geographic / timmysbasement.org or something?
As Zach Vegas very astutely pointed out, how can Halifax be one of the 50 smartest cities in the world when we have a habit of running people over with our vehicles? Well, the city is considering a bylaw that would regulate sidewalk patios, and apparently part of the discussion would be to allow for patios year-round.
Okay, that's what makes us the smartest city in the world.
Yeah.
Minus 20-degree weather with gusty winds and snow, we just sit out there in the patio because we're so damn smart.
Well, they say that the patios can be heated with those lovely propane, butane, gasoline, whatever the hell they use. Heaters.
Propane, gas, all renewable resources, right? No? We're going to have to wait for more dinosaurs to die? I mean, that's insane.
Well, so much so that those patio heaters, they're thinking about banning them at pubs in Britain because of the fact that they do contribute so many greenhouse gases.
Sure, so, they do.
Yeah, so certainly not the most environmentally friendly, I don't know, year-round patios.
It would be easier to have a year-round patio somewhere where it's minus 40 degrees in the wintertime with a dry cold than here in Halifax with the wet, blowy craziness. I'm very serious.
Yeah?
Like, in Edmonton, for instance, it's minus 30 degrees. You go into a bus shelter. All it has are walls on it and one little heater at the top. And that thing is toasty warm. You try that here in Halifax and it would be freezing.
Huh.
It's the wet cold that we have. So you're sitting on a patio, and if there's any kind of wind at all and the moisture in the air, you're not going to be able to heat that thing.
No, exactly.
With those little those patio heaters, that would be insane. Yeah. But if it was minus 40 degrees and a
nice,
dry
sunny,
cold
sunny day,
you'd probably be warm just from the sun. It's dry and wet. It makes such a difference in terms of cold or heat,
well,
for that matter.
Hopefully, they won't go down that path because
then we won't be the smartest city in the world anymore.
That's right. We would have to give that up.
That would be kind of dumb, don't you think? God.
Speaking of dry and wet, Leonardo DiCaprio has challenged Prime Minister Stephen Harper to do the ice bucket challenge.
Ah.
Leo was actually up in Fort McMurray doing a tour of the oil sands, part of a research for an environmental documentary that he is making. And he posted a video on his Facebook page of him doing the ice bucket challenge with two First Nations chiefs. And afterwards, he called out Harper to do the same. Now, Harper is taking a page from Barack Obama's book and saying, no, you know what? I'm good. I'm just going to give some money to ALS research.
Mr. Harper, it would be better if you did both.
I don't know. Would it be better if he did both?
Yeah, because it gets, you know, that way you'd be raising awareness.
Yeah.
And you'd be donating to a good cause. I think everybody who, well, I do have to say, we've been challenged. You know that, Lisa.
Well, I was just going to say
Max
this
Speed
leads
has
us.
Challenged us. Now, they say you have to do it within 24 hours. He posted on the weekend. I very rarely check things, so I just found it now. So is it 24 hours after I discover it?
That's a good question.
And then you have to work, and our schedules are such that...
And we want to plan something. We want to execute this the best way possible.
Actually, I want to execute Max Speed for for challenging us in the first place.
But suffice to say,
we're going
to
do it.
We will do it.
And we'll post it right here as part of the podcast.
Yes, absolutely.
On jamieandlisa.ca.
Yeah.
I want to know who we're going to challenge, though.
Have
any suggestions? Why don't you tell us? Because you have to post the challenge when you do the challenge. So I'd like to know who we're going to challenge before we do it. So if you have any suggestions for us, leave them on our Facebook page at the Halifax Daily News or jamieandlisa.ca. And we will do this stupid thing that I said I wasn't going to do ever.
You know what? I don't understand the haters. I know there's a lot of negative, you know.
Well, people don't understand. I heard somebody on a podcast saying, well, what it is people are challenged to either donate money or dump a bucket of ice water on their heads. And most of these people are dumping the ice water. I think you should be donating money. That's not the case at all.
No.
The ice water was, let's go into the history of it. The original video was somebody who had ALS. Was it not? And then he challenged a friend of his to do this as well and to bring awareness to it.
I think that's how it started, yes.
And it just spread like wildfire.
Yeah,
it
took off from there.
It's just to raise awareness. If you want to donate, then that's a bonus.
Well, mind you, that said, ALS Canada, I think I read somewhere their donations are up something like 30%.
Well,
like,
sure.
I mean, it's
working.
Know, yeah.
So haters, you really have nothing to hate. Just be part of it. It's not an either or. If you want to donate to the ALS Foundation, then go right ahead. But if somebody challenges you to this ice bucket challenge, then do it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking liquid nitrogen. No, we have to do something that would be extra cool.
Extra cool?
There have been a lot of really neat ones.
Oh,
there have
God,
been a
yeah.
lot of dangerous ones, too. Did you hear about those firefighters who did it right beside a power line?
Ooh,
and it arced?
That was bad
And
news.
Electrocuted these guys because they were dumping it right from their...
from the ladder truck.
Their ladder truck, yeah. Yikes. And there have been other people who have dumped buckets and then just dropped the bucket on people's heads, like these big metal buckets from the garage roofs and things like that. So be careful.
Yes.
We're professionals.
We're professional idiots.
What about the dry ice bucket challenge?
No.
That would be kind of cool.
I don't even know where you could get dry ice around here.
For our fraternity, we used to, you know, get some dry ice. We'd have to go down to the dairy. It was the only place in town that had it, and they just kind of sold it out the back. You want some of this dry ice?
Really?
To keep their milk cold.
Oh, okay.
It saved on refrigeration, I guess, you know, packing it in dry ice.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was almost like an illegal activity, you know. Can we buy some dry ice? Sure. Go around back, have the money there, lay it on the table, and then walk away, and it'll be in your car. It was bizarre. I don't know where you get it now.
Can you legally buy it commercially?
I mean, what it is frozen carbon dioxide.
Right.
And so when it melts, and it does melt in room temperature, it's the smoke doesn't rise. It just kind of... It almost looks like a liquid. And then if you pour some hot water in it, it gets nutty. I mean, that is messed up stuff.
Yeah. Well, they must be able to get it around here commercially, because I know a few years ago I took Brahman for supper at Moxie's, and for the kids' dessert, the dessert is served on a little platter of dry ice.
Which is very dangerous. I mean, you can burn yourself with dry ice.
Oh, yeah?
Big time. It's so super cold that if you tried to pick up a cube of dry ice, you would burn your fingers. You'd freeze / burn them.
Yeah.
So it's quite dangerous.
Huh.
What are you doing, Moxie? Serving it to kids. Just pop one of these in your mouth, kids. It'll be wonderful. Hey, so if anybody knows where we can get some dry ice, we could really do this up well. Like if we were sitting in a pool of dry ice and then we dumped the bucket of water on our head.
Warm water.
Hey, am I liking this already? I like the warm water idea. Then the dry ice would go crazy and we'd be complete. Oh, I'm liking this. We have a dog pool out in the backyard.
Okay. See, it's all coming together right here.
And we could pretend that we were dumping liquid nitrogen on ourselves. Mm. That might go viral.
All right, we'll work on
that. We could be arrested. Don't try that at home, kids. We're professional idiots.
Well, the nickel and diming of the Nova Scotia consumer continues. The cost of new tires will be going up September 1. The fee for just your basic regular car tire will go from $3 to $4.50 a tire. This is the recycling fee. If you got larger commercial vehicle tires, $9 currently, going up to $13.50.
Why isn't the tire industry like the aluminum industry, where you bring back your empties and they actually give you money for recycling?
Well,
here they have to charge you. It's like, hey, we not only do we want you to recycle your tires so we can turn them into all sorts of other products.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of green groups that are turning these tires into, the latest I saw was something to cover your driveways with.
Yes.
So yeah. They're actually using these tires as products. Why do we have to pay in order to have them recycled then if they're actually making money off these recycled tires?
My understanding is that it costs a lot of money to recycle tires. It helps to cover the cost of the recycling. And locally, old tires go to a place called C&D out in Goodwood.
That's where old tires go to rest.
That's right. They're cut up into pieces, and then the ground-up old tires replace stone gathered from rock quarries that are used for construction and engineering projects around the province.
Okay. So this place buys the recycled tires.
Guess so, yes.
Why then are we paying for the recycling? Shouldn't the company that's actually going to profit off of the rubber that's turning into playgrounds and stuff? This is a scam. Everybody is saying like, oh, it's so wonderful they're turning these tires into green things.
Well,
I agree. Then let's kind of stop paying for it ourselves and have the company that's making all this money off recycling the tires, have them pay for it.
Well, I have a feeling is that all these projects are provincial projects. 800,000 tires used as fill for the off-ramp from the 103 at Ragged Lake, that recent construction. But I mean, this is
Our provincial government doesn't have any money. They need these freebies given to them. They need us to pay for recycling tires so that they can take the product and then put it into roads that we, by the way, pay for with our taxes.
Hey, listen, this is
a scam, Lisa. Somebody's making money off of this thing or saving money off of this thing, and we're paying for it.
And this is no more of a scam than the whole bottle return scam. You pay a $10 deposit fee and only get a nickel back. I mean, that's the biggest scam in the world.
You don't pay a $10 deposit fee on a can.
10 cents, I mean. 10
okay,
cents.
Okay, I was going to say, where are you buying your pop from? No wonder it broke.
But yeah, I mean, you buy yourself a 2-liter bottle of Diet Coke and you pay 10 cents deposit. And then when you are done with said bottle and return it to, Fader's Recycling, they give you 5 cents back. It's like, whoa, hang on a second.
Yeah. And they're saying the other 5 cents goes into the processing and all of this stuff.
Same here. I'm saying
that, you know, who should cover the cost of that 5 cents rather than us? It should be whoever is buying the aluminum from these recycle places.
Mm.
That's who should be paying that.
But once again, I mean, it's, you know, a prime example of how governments will say, oh, no, we're not going to raise taxes, but we do have these brand spanking new user fees that we need to introduce.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're blinded by the fact that they go, hey, you know what? This is 98% used tires. We're helping the environment. We all go, yay. But we don't realize that we're paying for those tires to be recycled, to sell it to whoever is making money off of them. Oh, I'm... I never thought of that before. I'm mad.
I'm
if somebody
steeped.
Can clarify why I'm paying to have tires recycled so another company can make money off of them, please let me know.
All right. And finally, the 50% Local Food Club has issued a challenge for the entire month of September. They want Nova Scotians to have 50% of their food that they eat come local. September would be a good time to do that, I would well imagine, with all the local produce and everything that's sort of on the shelves. But they want Nova Scotians to source half of their diet from local producers for the upcoming month of September.
I could just eat corn all September.
Oh,
the corn this year is so good.
It is.
Here's a cooking tip. A lot of people think that if you're boiling water, you put some salt in the water. That's how you cook pasta. That's how you cook everything. It puts flavor into stuff. If you put salt in your water that you're boiling corn in, it will turn the corn into cardboard.
Yeah.
It's just the worst. It just turns it into this pulpy, I don't know what kind of a chemical reaction the salt has with it. Here's a hint. Put a little bit of sugar in the water.
Oh, well, that's my mother told me that.
Yeah.
You dump some sugar in there.
But even if you don't put anything in it, it's a lot better than putting salt. You put salt in there, you're actually ruining the corn on the cob.
Wait to put the salt on after it's cooked.
So you get cooking tips here from Jamie and Lisa as well.
A little bit of everything.
It's not just rants.
But a lot of local folks have signed on to take the 50% challenge. Mayor Mike Savage has stepped up. A lot of the MLAs, Halifax MP Megan Leslie and Leo Glavine, the minister, among the first to commit in the province. And it's kind of a neat idea. It's a good way to explore some of our local food producers and help them out a little bit in the month of September.
Hey, here's something that is coming up that is really neat.
Mm.
Not only if for scuba divers like myself.
See,
that's the only reason I took the course, so I could call myself a scuba diver.
Gives you that whole James Bond type persona, you know.
Anyway, though, Torpedo Rays is putting on their annual event. And even if you're not into scuba diving, if you're into snorkeling, Head down to Hubbard's Beach.
Hubbard's Beach Campground, September 7th, 11 a.m. for their annual treasure hunt. They're actually raising money for the Children's Trust Fund.
That's Q104's charity.
It is, yep. And don't even have to be a scuba diver. If you snorkel, then there's plenty for you to do as well.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to stay on shore, there's sandcastle competitions, there's silent auctions, and
what they
barbecue.
Do is they hide little balls in the water at different depths. And I'm sure that the ones that they put out really deep probably have bigger prizes attached to them. But everybody can just get one ball, and then they match you up with prizes afterwards, and everybody gets a prize.
I mean, even the kids can participate in this.
Oh, yeah. It's a whole day full of fun.
Absolutely.
And even if you're interested in scuba diving, these are the experts here in town, here in this province, and they'll hook you up with either lessons or tell you the best kind of equipment or that type of thing. So if you're thinking of scuba diving, if you're going, say, down south somewhere, and you might want to try it, they'll give you some advice.
Excellent. Yep. September 7th, 11 a.m. at Hubbard's Beach.
And you have to sign up in advance. It'll cost you, what, $30?
I think it's $30, yes. And you can get some more information on Torpedo Ray's website. They've got all the registration information.
And that's all the time for us here in the Beaver Bank Bunker this Wednesday. Back again tomorrow.
Until then.